From WABE News in Atlanta, I'm Dennis O'Hare. It was the first day of school for many students in the metro area. However, in some Atlanta schools, lack of air conditioning and a lack of textbooks were issues. Joining me now, WABE's Rose Scott, who's been checking in with APS officials. Rose, let's start with the air conditioning problems. What happened exactly, and how many schools didn't have AC?
Well, Dennis, according to APS, the district has been working throughout the summer addressing these type of facility issues. And as of today, it was a few classrooms in about 15 schools. Earlier, I talked with APS spokesperson Jill Strickland about the issue.
They're still working diligently to make sure the parts and are there to make the repairs or the replacements, as well as, again, putting those spot coolers where it's taken a little bit longer than expected.
So, Dennis, those spot coolers were used as additional cooling units. No students had to be transferred to any other schools because
nobody
of this.
Had to go home or anything like
Absolutely.
That at this point. Okay, so what about the textbooks and how many areas were affected by that?
Again, this was several classrooms across the district from elementary to middle and high school. I asked Jill Strickland, the APS spokesperson, how educators would teach without these textbooks.
It varies. It would be worksheets from the class notes to sample problems. We also use online tools, instructional tools, and other instructional resources for the students. So it's from a variety of resources that are now available.
And Dennis, another note here. APS officials say teachers are moving away from some of the textbooks anyway to sort of better align with the new Common Core Georgia performance standards. Now, as to when
That was the next question. When will the textbooks be coming in?
According to the spokesperson, it could be any time during the first quarter of this school year.
So that could be anywhere from a few days to several weeks to a month or more.
Absolutely. No one really knows.
WABE's Rose Scott, thanks very much.
Thank you, Dennis.
WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.